Welcome back to the LifePoint DraftCast. I'm Chad Grigsby, and I serve with the Send Network and also at LifePoint. We started a new series recently called Under the Hood, and the main idea of this series is change is hard, but Jesus is able. In the past couple of weeks, we've been discussing how we change, how we get to the thing under the thing. And we believe that Christianity is unique in how it approaches change. But some of you might be thinking, hang on, people change all the time who aren't Christians. People lose weight, they leave addictions, they get a healthier marriage, and they aren't necessarily Christians. So what is so unique about change when it comes to Christianity? Well, 2 Corinthians 5:17 shows us how it's different. It says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away, behold, the new has come. Here's what makes Jesus so different when it comes to change. Apart from Jesus, we can get better. We can be better parents apart from Jesus. We can be better employees apart from Jesus. We could study hard and become better students apart from Jesus. We can do all kinds of things, and see a lot of change in our life apart from Jesus. It's true, but 2 Corinthians 5:17 shows us that although we can get better apart from Jesus, only Jesus makes us new. Did you catch that? See, if we are in Christ, God has made us not just better, but new creations. We are new, and only Jesus has the power to make new. And if we're honest with ourselves, man, that's exactly what we need. We don't just need to get better. We don't just need to be a better version of ourselves. We don't just need to improve. We need to be made new. We don't just need to grow. We need to be resurrected. Apart from Jesus, we can live better lives, but only Jesus brings us from death to life. Do you want to change? Oh, the first step is what the Bible calls justification. The first step is verse 21 of 2 Corinthians 5:17. Jesus was made sin, and we are made righteous. We can't live righteously until we are made righteous. Can't really change until we have the righteousness of Christ. If we really want to be great parents, better spouses, better employees, employers, and just better human beings, then we have to know Jesus because he makes us new. Paul is a good example of this. Paul was a very righteous person. He wrote the letter of 2 Corinthians. He was a very righteous person before he met Jesus. He was zealous. He knew the law. He was willing to even kill for his convictions. But all of those things, it says, that were gained to him, he counts as lost for the sake of knowing Christ. See, so change is different because Jesus makes us new, because it doesn't just address the weight loss that we're trying to get after or the need for better relationships. No, Jesus goes deeper. Jesus deals with our hearts. He deals with our motivations. He gets to the things that are under the things in our life. And that's where real change happens. Paul wraps up this verse by saying, old things have passed away and new things have come. Another way that Jesus makes us new, and that's better than simply just being a better version of ourselves, is he deals with our past. Jesus literally has the power to deal with our past, to let it pass away, and to make space for new things. So this is not just a solution to change in our world where there's just not a solution in our world where our past can be erased from maybe the legal books, sure, but only Jesus can erase our past from God's book. Being new in Jesus means that we can let go of the old and embrace the new, that we can actually get our lives back. And so in what area of your life does God want to give you your life back today? Before I pray, I just want to say thanks again for checking out the DriveCast. We hope that you'll come back later this week for more episodes. Lord, thank you so much that you don't just make us better. Anybody can get better, really. But Lord, you make us new. You do so much more than better. Thank you for giving us new life, for bringing us out of the grave, for releasing us from our past and giving us new and better things. Thank you for this life-changing life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, why don't you take a minute and pray and thank the Lord for making you new?